passenger. I ride and I ride.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is Anita, and I'm sitting here with Olivia. And today we are talking about travel alerts. As we go out and see this big, beautiful world that we live in, we have to be a little aware of what's going on. We can't just kind of venture out there and just say, I am off to see the world. We need to take a few precautions and make sure everything's okay.
Right. It's not boring to be informed. It's smart. And it can be overwhelming to do all that research, but luckily the State Department has kind of reorganized their travel advisory system, so it's a bit easier to kind of get to the point of, is this a safe place to go at this time, and why or why not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we talked about in the last segment are those four levels, level 1 through 4, but also, too, the designations that are letters, just what those letters mean. And you can find all of that on their website, which is travel.state.gov. And that's just a great website for doing a lot of things, just kind of checking out all of the different countries, because really, they're all listed there. So you can be very aware and smart when you travel, because it's really about that. But, you know, there are some questions that are always asked, though, as it pertains to these alerts. I think maybe we should cover that, because we've talked about the alerts. But then what do you do if you are in a country and there is an alert? So what is the State Department's role, the Department of State, what is their role during a crisis overseas?
And that is important, because as we talked about, an area that is designated as level 4, the State Department may not be able to help you at all if there is an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Especially if communication is down, if they can't get to you, or who is it that's trying to get to you. So it's very important to keep the information flow going, which is really what their responsibility is. But, you know, it really depends on what the nature of the crisis is. And I think that's what we're really trying to get across here, is that there's no kind of set in stone, you know, first step, second step kind of thing. Because as we have all probably been in some type of emergency situation in our lives, you know that things can just be kind of up in the air. So they may only need to provide information on conditions such as warnings or about what is going on. And all of that, again, would be on their website or any form of communication that they're sending out, because they really use everything. They use TV, they use radio, they use social media. So if you're very savvy with social media and that's where you get a lot of your information, you can certainly go to their Twitter and their website, their Facebook, and check it out there.
And then you can make your own informed decision. You're visiting at your own risk after you've gone over these warnings.
Mm-hmm.
But the State Department can also provide advice on how and where to seek help if you do need that help when you're there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Where to go, what to do. And in serious situations, they may recommend that you leave the country. And if they recommend that, then that may be up to you to contact the airline or the train or however you got to that country for your exit ticket or your exit transportation out of that area that is now considered endangered.
And if it is very serious, they may be able to provide departure assistance, rescuing you. But again, you have to keep in mind they may not always be able to do that, or it might take a while.
It may take a while, and the cost of transportation home is usually the responsibility, and I say usually 99.9% of the time, the responsibility of the individual. And I know we kind of have in our mind that if something major is happening, I'm an American citizen, so they're going to come and get me. But they may not know where you are. They may not be able to get to you. So it's your responsibility to really make those efforts to do that. And the responsibility of assisting citizens traveling is up to date. They really provide you with that up-to-date communication with that. And also how you might be able to get out. Maybe if what train station is closed, you know, they'll list that, but what train station is open. So you have that information. But again, it's your responsibility with the cost part of that as well.
And this probably influences travel insurance as well, right? How risky it is to visit a certain area.
Yes, absolutely, it does. And that's also one of the things that you want to look at purchasing. When you look at travel insurance, there will be all of these other options of things that you can select to buy. So you need to look at the travel insurance carefully, because travel insurance isn't just an across-the-board kind of general thing. There are things that you can add to it that will provide evacuation in case you were hurt during one of these emergencies, because that could also happen as well.
Exactly. And if it is at a lower level, the area is a level 2. You know, you still want to consider what kind of insurance you want to invest in, because it may be a completely different climate to yours, and that's where a lot of illnesses can come at play. you know, going to the jungle per se and those mosquito bites.
Absolutely, absolutely. So definitely travel insurance. You need to put that as part of your planning, and not just planning, but you want to buy some. But now another question is, what happens during an evacuation? So each evacuation, again, is different. We keep saying this over and over again because we want to drill that in, because whatever you can imagine, it can be that, and it can be different for even the two people that are traveling together. Say, Olivia, if you and I are traveling together, I mean, it could be quite different from what our needs are. One of us could be hurt, or one of us could need to get home sooner, or just, you know, whatever the case might be. So you have to take into consideration that each will be different. And if local infrastructure is damaged in some way or is seriously compromised, then you need to also work with that government. It's what, you know, the U.S. Department is going to do. They're going to work with that government and expect you to do that as well. They may bring in other countries that we're friendly with and other U.S. government agencies to arrange chartered or non-commercial transportation for U.S. citizens seeking to leave. Now, we are talking about the U.S. State Department and all of their levels of alerts and just what happens if you are traveling and you're caught in one of these alerts or something that is going on and you need to evacuate. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends with Olivia and Anita talking about staying safe while you're traveling.
Of course. And during an evacuation, they're going to try to find the safest method to evacuate you. And that could be by land, air, or sea. And then they mentioned that the military is only used in very extreme cases. That is a last resort.
That is the last resort. And, you know, we see on the movies, you know, where the military is like rushing in, getting people out, getting people, you know, in, you know, buses and some type of transportation to get them out of the country. That is Hollywood. That
right.
is the movies. So that doesn't really happen like that. Like you said, it is a last resort and a very last resort. And then what about pets? A lot of people have their pets when they're traveling, or they may be living overseas as well, or overseas for an extended period of time.
Right. And generally, the State Department doesn't provide a lot of information about transporting your pets because that is, you know, an individual risk that you are choosing to take. And another thing you need to keep in mind, not only with the risk to your pet getting sick or injured, is in some countries, I believe there are some legal concerns about transporting pets from
one country
to country.
That is true. That is true. So if you're going to another country or being evacuated to another country just to get you to a safe spot, could be a problem with just taking your pet there. But usually, generally speaking, pets that are in pets that are the size that can fit in, like a pet carrier that can go under your seat, usually have a better chance of being accommodated in some way than a larger dog would be, or cat or pet, you know, whatever type.
Right.
But, you know, another question, too, that people may want to know is, how can I ensure that I stay up to date? Because that's what we're saying is stay up to date, stay up to date. Communication is what they're all about. So there are ways that they can do that.
And if you are an avid traveler, enroll in the STEP program, which is short for Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. They help keep you up to date with all crises across the world and different health concerns that may pop up.
That's true. That's true. You want to keep it up to date, too. And I would say enroll with it when you are going traveling so that you make sure that your up-to-date information is there and that they know that you're there, because you can't just enroll one time and think, oh, well, they know my travel plans. If you enroll, say, 2 years ago, you need to enroll for this trip that you're taking this year as well. Make sure that information is up to date. You know, another thing, too, Olivia, that we've talked about before on the show is that make sure that you leave information with family and friends at home. That includes all of your itineraries with phone numbers, hotels where you're going to be, all of your plans and things like that, so that if something does happen, somebody knows where you're supposed to be.
And if there are changes while you're there, make sure you keep them updated if you can.
Absolutely. Definitely want to keep everyone updated. It's all about communication. And speaking of communication, you can find all of this information on the State Department's website, and that is travel.state.gov. Again, travel.state.gov for all of this information on staying alert when you're traveling. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, a beautiful place to go with very few alerts that you have to worry about like this, all fishing, shrimping, having a good time. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Country roads, take me home.